God created the world in 6 days, and then he ceased. For us, the Sabbath is a moment of stopping the rush of our daily lives and reflecting on what is most important. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, Episode 75, A Simple Stone and the Sabbath Stop. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
A profound and exciting discovery in Israel reflects how, in the Holy Land, even a seemingly simple stone can reveal thousands of years of history. Several years ago, the Jerusalem Post reported, quote, "An ancient rock inscription of the word Shabbat was uncovered near Lake Kinneret this week, the first and only discovery of a stone Shabbat boundary in Hebrew. The etching in the Lower Galilee community of Timrat appears to date from the Roman or Byzantine period. Natan ben Yehuda was staying with his grandchildren in Timrat earlier this month when he went for a stroll around the community. Stumbling upon the demarcation stone, he called Yoram Hoffman of the internet blog Bible Walks, who promptly uploaded photos of the remarkable find and contacted Mordechai Aviam, head of the Institute for Galilean Archaeology at Kinneret College. This is the first time we found a Shabbat boundary inscription in Hebrew, Aviam said. The letters are so clear, there is no doubt that the word is Shabbat. Let us unpack the fascinating background of this stone. It is an embodiment of what is known as Tchum Shabbat, the Shabbat boundary, an aspect of Jewish law that is cited by Maimonides as one of the 613 mitzvot. Aside from the 39 forms of activity that are forbidden on Shabbat because they are expressions of creation, such as cooking or writing, there is a separate prohibition on traveling beyond an area of dwelling or collective dwelling. For example, to travel a certain distance beyond the town or the metropolis in which one lives, or in which one finds oneself on Shabbat. The source of this prohibition is derived from a passage in Exodus during the tale of the falling of the manna. A double portion of this God-given food descends from heaven on Friday so that the Israelites need not leave their tents to look for food the next day. And we are told that God says to Moses, "Ru'u, see, ki Hashem natan lechem ha-Shabbat, that the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Al kein hu notin lechem ba-yom ha-shishi lechem yomayim. Therefore he gives for you on the sixth day food for 2 days. Shivu, stay, ish tachtav, each person in place. Al yetze ish mimakomo ba-yom ha-shvi'i. No one should leave one's place on the seventh day." As understood by Maimonides, there is a biblical prohibition forbidding the leaving of an area of dwelling and traveling a rather long distance. But rabbinically, this distance is shortened to 2,000 cubits, around 3,000 feet beyond the dwelling area. Now, of course, if one lived in a long or large area of dwelling, such as a city, one can walk within that area for as long as it extends. Thus, today, one can walk from one end of Manhattan to the other on the Sabbath and even beyond to the Bronx without violating this prohibition, for one is always within the dwelling area. In earlier times, when denizens dwelled only in the southern area of Manhattan, then walking beyond that on the Sabbath would be forbidden if one traversed a certain distance. One of my favorite stories about early American Jewry describes the Jewish patriot and privateer Isaac Moses, who fled New York when the British landed in September of 1776. Howard Rock, in his History of the Jews of New York, tells us the following, quote, "The city had to be abandoned, otherwise the British would trap the army at the tip of Manhattan Island. During the hasty retreat that followed, merchant Jonas Phillips slipped out of the city with his 15 children. Amid the noise of cannon and musket fire, merchant Isaac Moses began to walk northward, refusing to ride on the Sabbath. Reaching the present 23rd Street, he found a farm that would shelter him. Saturday night, he and his family boarded a wagon and followed the army into Westchester. He later found his way to Philadelphia, where most exiled New York Jews gathered," end quote. Now, as Rock describes it, the concern for Moses was the rabbinic prohibition forbidding the riding of a horse or a wagon on the Sabbath. But it would seem that one concerned with that would also look to the law limiting even walking 2,000 cubits beyond the farm that would have been the limit of the area of dwelling in Manhattan at that time. Because the rabbinic measurement of 2,000 cubits is precise, though there are ways to personally extend it a bit with proper preparation before Shabbat, markers were set up originally in order to inform the denizens of the town that may be taking a Sabbath stroll when that boundary may have been reached. That apparently was the Sabbath stone that was discovered. According to the medieval anonymous work Sefer HaChinuch, the Book of Education, the purpose of this Sabbath boundary is to remind us of the meaning of Shabbat. Stop. God created the world in 6 days, and then he ceased. For us, the Sabbath is a moment of stopping the rush of our daily lives and reflecting on what is most important. I often quote the moving words said by Rabbi Konikov of Chabad of the Space Coast at the memorial for Ilan Ramon, the Israeli astronaut, who had sought to mark the Sabbath in space even as he was orbiting the planet, moving at a remarkable speed. As Rabbi Konikov put it, Ilan taught us a wonderful message. No matter how fast we're going, no matter how important our work, we need to pause and think about why we're here on Earth. To see the Sabbath boundary is to ponder the meaning of Shabbat, and it is also to think about how, in the Holy Land, we walk in the footsteps of Jews that lived in that sacred space for thousands of years. The article in the Jerusalem Post concludes by citing Mordechai Aviyam, who commented that the Sabbath stone, quote, represents a beautiful, fascinating link between our modern world and antiquity, both emotional and archaeological, end quote. Because, as he further put it, it allows us to understand, quote, that we're walking in places where Jewish history lived 2,000 years ago, end quote. The stones of Eretz Yisrael speak of 2,000, 3,000 years and beyond. And in speaking of the Sabbath, it joins sanctity of space and time in a way that allows us to ponder the miracle of Jewish existence. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.